Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I'm back with yet another episode and I hope you all are doing well. And you know, this month has no holidays and we are just like, I am just living weekend to weekend. I don't know how it is for you guys. So here I am and we are only half done with the month. So all the best guys. And you know, when I get time, I start thinking. And today I was thinking, like, in a time like this, the one we are all living in, where women at majority places across the planet have rights equal to men, we may want to question if feminism is the concept of relevance. So I'm not a person who would ponder upon such topics and, you know, especially discuss about them on a podcast. But it is just that I need to study or, you know, do something productive. And as I see myself growing older, I see how less I can sit and study. So this has made me question, we did not actually have this right about 200 years ago. And we were given, like, we had to fight for it. Women had to fight for it. And now that I have it, I feel I am not making the, you know, I'm not using it fully or living up to it. So I started reading about the Queen of Malwa, Ahilya Bai Holkar. And this is mostly because the show Punya Shlok Ahilya Bai is being the episodes of this show are being played on loop at my place, and my family is obsessed with this show. So I actually got to know how great she really is. I knew that she had contributed a lot to our society, women and everything, but if you actually read about her and you know what all she has done, it is really inspiring. So she was married off at an early age of 8, and she was not even from royal lineage. She was the daughter of an ordinary villager, and as she went to the palace, she proved that she was really smart and she was capable of being educated, and thus her father-in-law suggested that she sit with the prince and get educated and, you know, start studying. So she was one of the first few literate women, and it made me realize that what kids nowadays or people think of as a task or activity, see, not everybody likes studying. Nobody likes studying. Like, academics bores people. It bored me. So it is not something to be taken for granted, because women had to actually struggle for it. They had to go against a lot. And not only did she pave a way for women education as early as in the 18th century, but she was also a great ruler. She led battles and made accurate political decisions, and even worked for the re-establishment of many temples. She was a loved ruler and praised by her people. You know, anyone would say that she was better than any male ruler, because nobody has contributed so much and has such a great impact on our Indian history and culture. And she is not the only one who got us women where we are today. Following her in the 19th and 20th century, Savitri Bai Phule, Sarojini Naidu, Pandita Ramabai and many others fought against societal barriers and advocated for women's education rights in India. And that also have left lasting impacts on women's progress. I feel these women who bravely went against everything are the true feminists, and we really need to read about them more. I cannot tell the story of each and everyone, but I really suggest that you go and start reading about the Indian women in our history and how strong they were. And you know, this is just giving me a sense of irrelevance or insignificance. Like, I have everything, like we have so many resources, we have access to everything, and yet we are making no efforts and we are nowhere near them. And they fought for things and got us where we are, so we should really be thankful for it and try to do better in life. Yeah, so I'll see you in the next episode. I hope you liked it. Thank you, bye.